our next set of complaints. Append to the table. Don't create new tables every single time. Okay. Complaint is that to simplify understanding and explanation of chase payover time for both customers and specialists to reduce call volume. Like, is there a simplified way of explaining things without being too technical on all the percentages and interests? Specialists aren't confident enough to explain CPOT. Eligible purchases that can be enrolled outside of Amazon. First purchase is free, and then the second one has fees. It has to explain to customer why that's the case. Okay, one more is enrolled on the day of the payment due date. Activation day is 1 or 2 days. Customer wants to know what to pay on the payment due date now that they're on the plan. Purchase is on the statement prior. They usually, like, specialists are referencing customer statement, their CPOR workflow, checking their balances to see what they need to pay, but they aren't able to confidently answer or drive clarity on how, like, the experience works. Customer receives a credit and didn't allocate to a plan. They want to terminate the plan because there is a credit in and they assume that the plan is terminated, but when they see a fee, they call back up and say, why is it still showing up on my bill? This is like the workflow that we already covered in the previous thing. Plan is paid off if they receive a very big credit, but they want to continue the plan and want the credit to only be applied to the balance. So confused about plan allocation again. Specialists check the statements, the CPOR workflow to confirm. Specialists recommend that, you know what, customers should have the option to decide what they want to do with the credit. Memos, specialists say, are helpful for things that they don't see in the workflow. But customers want control over their credit. Another one that I already spoke about was, like, you know, transactions are eligible for up to 90 days. And, like, when specific transaction is paid and they enroll that into the CPOT, they want to understand why we're letting them enroll in it. There's a challenge with respect to the elderly because the checkout process for creating a plan is so lengthy and the number of clicks, they end up not creating a plan. And because acquisition is one of our goals, we should see how to, like, maybe quick setup of plans should be an option. Less calls for CPOT. No, skip that. If a customer enrolls a transaction that's already paid off into a plan, they expect us to refund that transaction amount back. This essentially is like they think individual transactions are being played, but we, like, the bank looks at the balance as a whole. So maybe those should be talking points. Payment allocation when they see ISBA of 1 month higher than the previous month. One specific case was with respect to cash advance. They have multiple chase payover times for a long term. And after the billing cycle, they took out a cash advance, which cash advance are charged interest every day. So the customer ends up paying interest saving balance and they pay some extra amount thinking that it will go towards the cash advance, but it still goes to the plan. So we need to this is an edge case. We need to clarify how cash advance works. And again, this is about, like, explaining payment allocation. Please use this again and append to the rest of the table.